So even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream that one day, even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day, down in Alabama, with its vicious racists, with its governor having his lips dripping with the words of interposition and nullification, one day right there in Alabama, little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day every valley shall be exalted, and every hill and mountain shall be made low, the rough places will be made plain, and the crooked places will be made straight, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. This is our hope. This is a faith that I go back to the South with. With this faith, we will be able to hew out of the mountain of despair a stone of hope. With this faith, we will be able to transform the jangling discords of our nation into a beautiful symphony of brotherhood. With this faith, we will be able to work together, to pray together, to struggle together, to go to jail together, to stand up for freedom together, knowing that we will be free one day. And this will be the day. This will be the day when all of God's children be able to sing with new meaning, "My country, 'tis of thee." Sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride. From every mountainside, let freedom ring. And if America is to be a great nation, this must become true. And so let freedom ring. From the prodigious hilltops of New Hampshire, let freedom ring. From the mighty mountains of New York, let freedom ring. From the heightening Alleghenies of Pennsylvania, let freedom ring. From the snow-capped Rockies of Colorado, let freedom ring. From the curvaceous slopes of California. But not only that, let freedom ring from Stone Mountain of Georgia. Let freedom ring from Lookout Mountain of Tennessee. Let freedom ring from every hill and molehill of Mississippi, from every mountainside. Let freedom ring, and when this happens, and when we allow freedom ring, when we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last.
My dream is that all the kids in the world get great education by Ella Rose.
My dream is for every child and adult to have food, homes, and water so they can have a happy and healthy life by Lily Robbins.
I have a dream that there are free schools in every little town and the schools provide food, water, and apartments to live in for kids and families who don't have very much money by Amelia Halper.
My dream is that all the kids in the world will get a great education so when they grow up they can be great people and we can have a better world by Tasha Lamott.
My dream is for everyone to get along with each other by Tyler Passero.
My dream is that the world would have peace and no war by Ethan Flynn.
My dream is that every kid in the world will have a great education and be able to read by Ryder Davies.
My dream is that everyone gets the education they need so they can have fun with friends, learn everything they need. I also have a dream that everyone has food, water, and world peace by Dane Rishi.
My dream is to make every human in the world have plenty of food and water so that they can all live a longer and happier life by Emma Bright.
My dream is to have world peace and to provide food, water, and shelter to everyone in the world by Brady Beasley.
My dream is for every child to have healthy food by Blythe Bradshaw.
My dream is that all the kids in the world will have good education in school by Molly Marshall.
My dream is for every child to have healthy food and clean water by Cody Lewis.
My dream is for everyone to be able to have an education. Everyone should be able to learn math, art, writing, and have clean water by Nico Duryea.
My dream is that everyone in the world gets a great education by Nicholas Ingram.
My dream is that people will stop smoking and have healthier lives by Houston Benvenuto.
My dream is for everybody to have so much fun and for everybody to have a home by Carson Suma.
My dream is that people will not litter so we can have a cleaner world to live in by Brighton Johnson.
My dream is for everybody to have nice homes to live in by Luca Dewey.
My dream is for every single person in the world to have lots of food and have lots of money by Alex Duryea.
My dream is that every person in the world is healthy by Andrew Sherlock.
My dream is that no one has to sit outside in the cold with no food or a home. I want them to have a home to eat and sleep in and to snuggle up tight with their family for free by Taya Shea.
My dream is to have more police and fire stations by Brett Eggleston.
My dream is for everybody to have equal rights and have food and maybe even some education by Archer Davenport.
My dream is that our president gives us peace and safety with equal judgments for all the different types of people out of the country and no more war by Vassar Tarumiant.
My dream is to have food for everyone in the world and give kids the education that they need by Austin Sherry.
My dream is for everybody to be able to go to school and have food by Mackenzie Klinwife.
Hi, I'm Katie Goldsmith, and I'm a third grade teacher at Aspen Country Day School, and I'm here at the radio station with my third graders. On Martin Luther King Day this year, Aspen Country Day School is having a day of service learning. So we are having school, and every class is doing a different service learning project to honor Martin Luther King. And our class will be at Gondola Plaza. We will be at Gondola Plaza at 12:30 for our second annual mission to get Martin Luther King Jr.'s dreams out. And we are going to share our dreams with people passing by the gondola that day. And we hope that they'll share their dreams with us. And we're going to create a big art installation and project with the whole community's dreams. And some of our third graders are going to be sharing their dreams that day. Yay!